Well, you know, I can't speak from it, but from afar, because I wasn't there at the organization. So, you know, I think that whether it's a black coach or a white coach, players understand that if you care first as a coach, they'll almost do anything for you if you show that you care. It doesn't matter how much X's and O's is, you can teach them. They want to know that you care about them first as people. And if you show that, I think that you're going to get a good response. Now, there's always someone, that, as you well know, Nick, as a past player, someone's going to be pissed off in the locker room. You know, I didn't get enough this, I didn't do that, you know, they didn't give me enough, you know. And when you get that, sometimes, you know, guys become disgruntled with the head man. And Dick and just from seeing some of the things that happened, Dick and LJ at times, you know, had their differences because, you know, LJ was still growing up and he still is, you know. I just like yep. The other day, hey, he you know, got after
not happy with the offense.
Yeah, not happy with the offense, and some of the things he said the other day. So, I mean, you know, you say those things that, oh yeah, everything's good, but then if you don't get enough touches or whatever, then we become idiots again all over. So I don't think it really, to me, it's not as much about the color of anyone's skin. I think you should have an equal opportunity at any job as long as you're qualified. And I think there's a lot of qualified African-American coaches out in the world, along with a lot of qualified coaches from other ethnic backgrounds. It's just...
We appreciate it, buddy.
But it's amazing that we're not... Some of the minorities have not been given the same opportunities, and I think that hopefully it'll continue to grow and become better.